previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
All right, Steve. I'm ready. Send me to the Skunkosaurus. See you on the other side, Bubbles.
Wait, Leo! What did you need to tell us about Fern?
Oh, yeah! I can't believe I forgot! Fern is a Starkeeper!
Fern is a Starkeeper? There was another Starkeeper with us all along?
Now switching our feed to a live stream of the local Skunkosaurus Forest! Let's see how our newest loser does!
Easy. It's okay. My name is Leo. I'm on your back, but...
And just like that, we've said goodbye to another Starkeeper!
So that's it? I'm officially eliminated from the Challenge of Champions. And now I'm somewhere outside the arena on the massive space station, I guess. I sure hope Bubbles, Tank, and Bob make it to the next round. My portal caster, it's glowing. Oh, that's right! I almost forgot! Fern is somewhere out here. Maybe my portal caster can lead me to her. This way? Or not. Maybe this way? Okay, this way it is. I'm coming, Fern!
Sure, Steve. If you think it's fun to be in danger on a huge life-sized board game while watching your friends disappear, then yes, I'm having a blast!
It's okay, Tank. At least we're both still in the game. And not too far from each other on the board, either.
You're right, Bubbles. It's important to look at the positive side, even when we've got trouble. Let's keep hoping we can still win.
Bob!
And you, Bob!
No matter what that rock says, I, for one, am having an awesome time.
Well, that makes sense. You're in first place.
You certainly have made an amazing comeback from being sent to the start of the board, Jersey.
Yeah, a little too amazing.
Oh, you know, it's all in a game's work. Oh, by the way, Steve, have I mentioned that you are totally rocking that new necklace? So shiny. By far, the best accessory I've ever seen on a sock puppet.
Oh, shucks! I'm blushing! Or I would be if socks could blush! As a reminder, the first 5 players to reach the end of the board moves on to the next game in the Challenge of Champions! There are 8 of you left, so that means 3 of you aren't gonna make it! Jersey! It's your turn to roll the dice!
Time to use my power glove again. How should I distract everyone this time so they don't see? Huh. Whoa! Now there are 2 unicorns up in the sky!
No way!
I don't see any unicorns either! That's really weird how you keep seeing things! Maybe you need to get your eyes checked! And it looks like you only rolled a 2! That's embarrassing!
Forget about his dice roll. That's 3 unicorns I've missed out on seeing! Why can't I see them?
How did my power glove fail? It's been working this entire game. Whatever. 1, 2. I can't believe this.
Better luck next time, Jersey! Okay, who's up?
Oh, I am! Oh, an 8. Yay! Here I go. 1, 2, 3.
have my power glove fail again. While the other players are having their turn, let me see if the boss knows how to fix this. Oh, looks like I've already got a message from him. He must have called while I was taking my turn. Maybe he'll have some advice.
And that is why we need Jersey to win. It's the only way.
And what's your plan for Jersey when this is all over?
Huh? It sounds like the boss didn't mean to send this. He's talking to someone else.
I don't care what happens to Jersey. He's nothing to me.
Wait, what?
I just need him to win so we can get the key. Then nothing stands in the way of my plan to control the universe. Jersey is useless after that.
I'm useless? I thought I was important.
Jersey. Jersey? Tank to Jersey. Come in, Jersey.
What?
I was just saying, how's it going? I landed on the space right next to you.
Oh, that's nice. Good to see you.
Are you okay? You don't look so good.
Oh, yeah, I'm perfectly fine. Tip top. Never better.
Must be getting close. My portal caster is going crazy. I don't see Fern anywhere. Closer to the arena? Maybe inside this shop. Out! Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Leo?
Fern?
Oh, I'm so happy to see you! And really sorry that I just hit you in the face with the door.
It's okay. I was looking down at my portal caster. It's been glowing to help me find you.
Mine was too as you got closer. That's why I was coming outside, to see what it wanted me to walk toward. But wait, if you're here, does that mean...
that I'm out of the Challenge of Champions? Yeah. It's okay, though. I did what I had to do to protect Bubbles and Tank. Starkeepers always have each other's backs.
Wow, that was really brave of you.
Thanks. So, what were you doing inside the gift shop anyway?
Well, I was looking for some way to try to help, but all I found were some toys.
Oh, looks like you bought one, too.
Actually, the store owner let me keep it after I helped her with something. It's pretty cool. Check it out. Ta-da!
Why would you want that?
Oh, what do you mean? I thought he was just a cool monster toy. The back of his box says his name is...
Oh, I know who he is! Fern, that's Nebulos, one of the most dangerous enemies of the Starkeepers!
Dangerous? I had no idea! I thought he was just an awesome toy! He's even wearing a really neat, shiny bracelet.
He's wearing a... Wait a minute. Let me look closer at that bracelet. The bracelet Nebulos is wearing... it looks exactly the same as Steve's new necklace!
Really?
All this time, we've been wondering who's controlling Steve during the Challenge of Champions.
Steve is a sock puppet, so if he's wearing a necklace, it would be like a bracelet on the arm of whoever's controlling him.
Exactly! I think Steve is being controlled by Nebulos!
Oh my goodness! That's like really bad, right?
Way worse than I could have ever imagined. Fern, we've got to find a way back inside the arena. The other Starkeepers are in danger. This isn't just a board game. With Nebulos behind it, this is way more serious.
You know what? I'm actually kind of starting to have fun in this game.
Me too, Bubbles!
Bob!
Of course, I'd feel better if I knew Fern and Leo were okay. But as far as the big, bad board game goes, I'm getting the hang of it. It might not be so big and bad after all.
And don't worry about Fern and Leo. I'm sure they're fine. Just remember that and focus on the game.
You got it!
What was that? Did someone land on a Steve space?
Not a Steve space! Even better!
That can't be good.
It's
in the world is 3 o'clock mania? Do we get a snack or something?
3 o'clock mania is crazy! It's all about bubbles!
Wait, what? Me?
No, no! It's not all about bubbles! It's all about bubbles!
Well, I'm flattered, but I'm really not prepared. I guess I could sing a song. Me.
Not Bubbles, the Star Keeper! Bubbles as in actual bubbles? The fun, sticky circles you blow into the air!
Oh, that makes more sense.
For today's 3 o'clock mania, you'll get to pairs. One player will have a special bubble wand. When you blow into it, your bubbles get really, really big!
Whoa! This sounds cool!
The Bubble Blower's teammate will wear special gloves that allow them to touch the bubble without popping it. As the first player blows, the second player shapes the giant bubble into anything they want!
Okay, 3 o'clock mania actually seems amazing! I like it!
Wait a sec. How do we win this challenge?
The winners will be chosen by... whichever shape I like the best!
And what do we get if we win?
That's a secret!
Okay, that's kinda weird.
That's 3 o'clock mania, baby! Get your players! We start in 1 minute!
Hey, Jersey, want to be partners in the minigame?
You want to be partners with me? But I'm not a star keeper.
That's okay. We've had our differences, but I think we'd make a great team for this challenge. Gotta look at the big picture, right? Besides, Bubbles is teaming up with Bob, and our spaces on the board are already next to each other. What do you say?
Well, sure, I guess. Let's give this a shot.
Okay, great. Do you want to blow the bubbles or wear the special gloves and create the shape?
You'd let me choose?
Of course.
Okay, I'll wear the gloves.
Perfect. I'll do my best to blow the bubble really big.
Here's your special bubble juice and wand, sir.
Thank you.
And here are your special gloves, sir.
Thanks.
This is gonna be fun.
Yeah, so much fun. You know what? I'm gonna do my best here. No more cheating, no more losing on purpose, just so the Star Keepers will lose. Let's do this. Oh, and I just thought of the perfect shape for our giant bubble.
Awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we're the A-Team. Jersey and... it's Clank, right?
It's Tank. It's Tank.
Oh, sorry. Right. We're still the A-Team. Jersey and Tank.
That's me.
Okay, contestants. Let 3 o'clock mania begin!
Getting there. Oh, this is nice. Oh, this is... keep going, Tank.
Some interesting shapes developing out there.
Keep going, Bob. You're doing a great job with the air.
Whoa, making these shapes is harder than it looks. Keep the air coming, Tank.
Oh, no! Jersey, I'm so sorry. Our bubble is ruined. There's no way we can win now.
No. Come on, let's try again.
1 minute left!
Come on, Tank. We can do this. It might look like we're in trouble, but I believe we can still make something good.
All right. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes. We've got the hang of this now. Just a little bit more. Oh, this is turning out great.
And stop!
Woohoo! Awesome teamwork, Bob! Yeah.
Great sculpting, Jersey. You're right. I think Steve is gonna love the shape you made.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see what bubble shapes you created. Oh, looks like we got a heart over here. A dragon over there. Oh, very creative. What's this?
It's a unicorn!
unicorn. Can't you tell?
Sure. Of course that looks like a unicorn. How could I have missed that? Okay, and over here. Oh, wow. Now this is art.
We thought you'd like it.
You've made me. It's a giant bubble in the shape of me. Oh, wow. You really brought out my eyes. I don't even need to see the other bubbles. This is the undisputed winner.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Congrats, guys.
Boom.
So, what did we win?
Nothing! I just needed a break, and 3 o'clock seemed like a good time.
You, that makes no sense.
That's all right. Even if we didn't win a prize, we still made a great team, Jersey.
True. Right back at you, bro.
Wait a minute. Did you just call me bro?
Well.
Wow, Steve. I'm impressed. Great job at coming up with a game that was actually fun and didn't put any of us in danger.
What can I say? I love the arts! Okay, now back to the Big Bad Monkey!
Okay, we made it to the arena. Now what? The entrance is blocked off.
I'm not sure, but we've got to do something. Even if whatever's happening seems like fun and games right now, if Nebulos is really in charge, it's going to be no fun at all.
Well, I'm a Starkeeper now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which means my plant powers are even stronger than they were before, right?
Yep. Being a Starkeeper makes whatever gifts you've got even more powerful.
That's what I was hoping. I know exactly how we can get inside.
Congratulations to all the players who kept their cool in that last round as wild flamingos attacked the game board! We are handling the situation, and we promise no birds will be harmed. Now, where were we? Bob, it's your turn!
Bob!
You rolled a 6!
Wow, we're getting really close to the end. Looks like the game could finish up in just a few turns. Another voice message from the boss? He probably called me by accident again.
Jersey, I've reprogrammed your power glove, so you shouldn't have any more problems with it. Make sure you use it to win the game, or else.
Okay, my turn is coming up. I'm close to the end of the board, but I'm also really close to a Steve space. Should I really use my power glove to cheat again?
But it's a little crazy.
Will it get us inside the arena?
Yes.
Then I don't care how crazy it is. We don't have any time to lose.
Okay, then. Stand back.
Okay.
Like I said, this is going to be crazy, but you just have to trust me.
All right. Whoa! That is a huge vine! What are you doing?
Just making... the biggest vine I've ever formed in my life! There, it's finished.
Wow, that was amazing. The vine goes all the way to the top of the arena. Now what?
Now we climb. Come on!
Okay. Coming right up.
Once we get to the top of the vine, we'll be inside the arena, in the furthest seats away from the field. Then we'll just have to find a way to distract Bubbles, Tank, and Bob from the game and get them to safety.
Okay. sounds like a plan. Fern, are you sure this vine is strong enough to hold both of us?
Absolutely! Keep climbing!
Fern!
Just keep climbing!
Fern, I don't think the vine is...
Not my best work, but at least we're safe.
Nice thinking with the lily pad.
Thanks. Leo, are you okay? You look sad.
I was really hoping that would work. I don't think there's any other way for us to get inside to warn our friends.
Leo, you're a starkeeper. Maybe I'm still getting the hang of my powers, and that's why the vine broke. But together, we can help our friends. Tell me this. Are we hurt?
No.
And for all we know, are our friends okay?
I mean, I guess.
Then that means we still have a chance to save them. We still have hope.
It's hard to have hope when I'm so worried about what's happening.
I know. But even when we can't understand the things that are happening to us, we can still believe something good can come out of something bad.
You might be the newest Starkeeper, but I think you're gonna do just fine. Thanks, Fern.
Sure. Now, come on. We don't have any time to lose. Let's go save our friends.
It's down to a real nail biter, folks. Well, it would be if I had nails. Hashtag sock problems, am I right? Here's the score. We began with 10 players. 4 of those players have been eliminated. See you later. 2 players have also crossed the finish line. That means we have 4 players left on the game board, and only 3 of you will make it to the final.
Well, looks like it's my turn. Here I go. 10? 10. Okay. Oh, 10. I'm going to cross the finish line. Ah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ah! I made it.
Congrats, Bubbles.
Bob.
Thanks, guys. Woohoo!
Okay, settle down. Congrats, I guess, or whatever. Next up, the Rock.
Bob!
Oh, you're so close, Bob. I hope you can make it.
Bob!
5? That's enough to cross the finish line.
Bob, 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 Bob.
Great job, Bob!
Bob.
It's down to just Tank and Jersey, and only one of them will get to go to the final round.
Jersey, it's your turn! And something tells me you better hope you roll a high number.
Okay, my turn. Can't land on the Steve space. If I use my power glove, I'll definitely be able to cross the finish line.
Jersey?
Give it your best shot, Jersey! Bro!
Jersey!
Oh!
Enough! I can't do this.
Well, what do you mean? You can't roll the dice?
Not this way. I've been cheating.
You're cheating? Really? The whole time?
Yes, the whole time.
Wait, were you ever really Leo's bro? Or mine?
Well, not at first, but then the longer we've been playing, I've actually started to...
Wait. Let me get one thing straight. So there weren't any unicorns in the sky when you told us all to look?
No, that was a distraction.
No! Yeah. We could skip all of this. Back to the game! Nothing to see here!
But, shouldn't we all play by the rules?
It's fine! Everything! Throw the dice, Jersey!
No, Steve! Listen, everyone. I've been using this power glove to roll higher numbers on the dice for the entire game. And even in other games before this one. I wasn't always playing fairly either. I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to roll the dice fairly. No power glove, just me. Okay.
It's
a Steve space.
Time for you to get out of here! What a waste!
Hey, Tank, Bubbles, Bob, I believe in you. You can do this!
I'm so mad! I'm not even gonna watch him try to beat the Steve space task!
What's the task?
Jersey will have to juggle 10 baseballs while bouncing on top of a skateboard and say the alphabet backwards.
Oh, wow. Poor Jersey.
Yeah, sounds like he's definitely out of the game. Well, I guess it's my turn.
Way to go, Tank! You crossed the finish line.
Bob!
So, that one.
We got our 5 winners! There's a friend I'd like you to meet! He's gonna be part of the next challenge!
A new friend? Oh, I love making new friends! Who is he?
He's been helping me run the Challenge of Champions! You might say I'm his right-hand man!
I knew it! It's gotta be Dr. Disco! I knew he was behind this!
Not quite. Guess again, little Starkeeper.
No way! It can't be!
Nebulos!
That's right. Let's shake up this Challenge of Champions a bit, shall we?